This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has confirmed the first pediatric influenza-associated death in our state for the 2024-25 season. Respiratory illness activity is currently high in Wisconsin. Emergency department visits due to flu and RSV have also increased, especially in infants and young children. While getting vaccinated against respiratory viruses is important for everyone, it is especially important for young children, older adults, people with chronic health conditions, and those who are pregnant. Getting vaccinated can help prevent illness or reduce the severity of symptoms and serious complications if someone does get sick. DHS encourages everyone 6 months and older to get vaccinated against flu and COVID-19. Infants 8 months or younger and those 9 to 19 months with an increased risk of RSV can receive the RSV vaccine. Parents and caregivers can get information about which vaccines are right for their children from their health care provider. It's recommended those who are between 32 weeks and 36 weeks pregnant get one dose of the maternal RSV vaccine, administered September through January. Adults 75 and older and those 60 to 74 who have an increased risk of RSV are also eligible to get vaccinated against RSV. As congressional Republicans push for cuts to Medicaid, a new report found that nearly a third of the children in Wisconsin's rural areas have coverage through the program. According to the report from Georgetown University's Center for Children and Families, the percentage of children enrolled in the program in rural and urban areas is just about equal. Health officials say without the program, many rural families would be uninsured or underinsured. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new outreach campaign to highlight the risk of menthol tobacco products. According to a press release, DHS officials say about 9,300 people under 18 in Wisconsin will try cigarettes for the first time each year, half of whom will start with menthol cigarettes. Officials are also warning about targeted marketing of the products in communities of color, leading to higher rates of smoking prevalence. The DHS is running a digital marketing campaign to expand public awareness. State Republicans are circulating a bill that would require approval from every local municipality before developers could seek Public Service Commission approval for wind or solar projects. Under the bill, municipalities would need to consider a resolution on a potential project within 90 days after being asked for approval by the developer. If the resolution isn't voted on within that time frame, the Public Service Commission could consider it approved. Supporters of the bill say it will empower local officials and give them a voice in the projects. Wisconsin's new reading program under Act 20 could be on its way towards being an unfunded mandate by the state legislature. $50 million is held up in the Joint Finance Committee over a disagreement between Republicans in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers on how the money should be spent. The already approved funding was tapped for materials and training for school staff to implement phonics-based literacy for elementary school students. If the money isn't released by June 30th, the funds go into the state surplus. Free milk and cheese will be available Saturday from 9:30 until gone at Park Street Christian Church. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is hearing arguments over whether a legislative committee's rejection of an agency rule that would ban the practice of conversion therapy for LGBTQ+ people was unconstitutional. The challenge comes amid the national battle over LGBTQ+ rights. It is also part of a broader effort by the Democratic governor, who has vetoed Republican bills targeting transgender high school athletes. Governor Evers argues the legislature is unconstitutionally blocking the rules. The court, controlled 4-3 by liberal justices, hears arguments and will issue a ruling in the coming months. Grocery shoppers are noticing an increase in the price of eggs and at some stores a limit on how many dozen you can buy at a time. The Wisconsin Growers Association says the reason for the price increase is the spread of the bird flu. The USDA said in 2024, the price of eggs went up almost 8%. This year, they are predicting an increase of 11%. The current avian or bird flu outbreak is the largest on record, and cage-free eggs seem to be the most impacted by the bird flu. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has declared highways are officially frozen statewide, and the frozen road law will expand to include the entire state. The frozen road law allows heavier loads for trucks carrying logs cut crosswise and salt and sand for winter maintenance while cold weather allows. The seasonal weight restriction program is one way to protect Wisconsin's investments in roads. Haulers with specific questions can contact Wisconsin DOT's Oversized Overweight Permits Unit at 608-266-7320. Now is the time to apply to become a Wisconsin State Patrol Trooper or Inspector. The deadline for applications to join the 71st and 72nd recruit classes is this Sunday. The Wisconsin State Patrol accepts in-state and out-of-state applicants who are new to law enforcement or have previous experience. Applications for troopers and inspectors open once a year during the Wisconsin State Patrol's annual recruitment period, which began in October and ends this Sunday. Wisconsin State Patrol is a statewide multi-role law enforcement agency whose mission is to provide exceptional public safety services, which include transportation safety, criminal enforcement, and specialized technical and tactical support to municipal, county, state, and federal partner organizations. In addition to enforcing traffic and criminal laws across Wisconsin, State Patrol officers may serve in specialized roles, including pilots, canine officers, crash reconstruction experts, and commercial motor vehicle inspectors. Other special units focus on combating human trafficking and drug interdiction, and services like honor guard and dignitary protection. Applicants must have a 2-year associate degree or a minimum of 60 college-level credits prior to starting at the academy. Up to 60 credits may be waived for individuals with relevant training or military experience. Qualified candidates must pass physical readiness test, a background investigation, interview, and pre-employment medical and psychological exams. For more information, visit wsp.wi.gov. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers fire a coach.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Although the Packers' defense improved the past year, there's been criticism they didn't put enough pressure on quarterbacks. Defensive line coach Jason Rebovich fired after 3 years in Green Bay. Meanwhile, defensive back Jaire Alexander has missed nearly half the games the past two seasons due to injury. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will Jaire be back?
You know, we're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information as a whole, you know, before we start looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
And Bob Uecker has died after a 2-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker would have been 91 next Saturday.
You know, he beat pancreatic cancer, which nobody beats. But he had another cancer now, and he did the job right to the end, which is extraordinary. And I kept trying to tell him to slow down, Kirk. There were days he would go have radiation treatment and then come to the ballpark and broadcast the game. It's unbelievable.
That's Brewers owner Mark Antanasio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stand-up comic Bill Burr shared opinions on the catastrophic LA fires during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, like only Bill Burr can. After saying he was tired of people on the internet sitting at home in their underwear suddenly becoming fire experts, Burr attacked insurance companies, saying they will keep the people's premiums and give themselves bonuses, insinuating that they are the actual looters. John Cena's likability is off the charts with John Cena fans. The sometime actor, sometime wrestler will host a new talk series. Variety reports that Cena will host a 4-episode talker called What Drives You and will interview guests like Logan Paul, Jelly Roll, and Travis Barker in their favorite cars. This is a really original idea that was even more original when Jerry Seinfeld came up with it. What Drives You will air January 21st on the Roku channel. Malcolm in the Middle is putting the band back together. The crazy popular show that premiered in 2000 is ready for a reboot. Bryan Cranston and Jane Kaczmarek will return, as well as series creator and head writer Linwood Boomer. Frankie Muniz also returns as Malcolm, who is now almost 40. During the show's 151-episode run, it pulled 33 Emmy nominations. Disney announced they will make 4 episodes to start. In Oh My Gosh, it's been a few weeks since Taylor Swift has made news. She is being a supportive girlfriend. Travis Kelce has decided to continue his his NFL career despite falling stat lines, and Taylor Swift says she fully supports his decision. That's the story. It's not much, folks, but a little Taylor Swift news is less depressing than other news happening around the world. Rumors are flying again that The Goonies will have a sequel 40 years after its initial release. The cast has been back and forth on said rumors, which were also in the news last September. The original Goonies said they had heard nothing concrete in regard to a remake or sequel. The Goonies follows a group of kids in a seaside town in Oregon who try to prevent developers from taking over their neighborhood. Not sure if they will have the same mission 40 years later in the remake, but they will certainly be less cute. Sticking with long overdue 1980s sequels, the Gremlins franchise will have a new chapter. Deadline.com says Warner Brothers has confirmed there will be a new film. Christopher Columbus, director of the original Gremlins, is on board, but it is unclear in what capacity. Fun fact, it was due to some of the violent scenes in Gremlins that Hollywood created the PG-13 rating. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be warmer but windy today. Some sunshine this morning. Clouds will increase this afternoon with a high right around 40 this afternoon. Tonight it gets colder with a low of 12. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, 17. We're going to drop to 3 below Sunday with a high on Sunday afternoon right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.